good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, two, three.
Good morning. Good morning.
G'day, thanks again for getting our year-round carnival preview of All Age Stakes Day. It's Saturday morning, we're just talking business, but if it's just a tiny aside, Vince, if I say top of the morning to you as well, that's a tribute to Max Presnell's just done his last column.
Really?
Yes, so that's the top of the morning, what do you normally say?
That's it, so how old is he?
He's getting on, I think he's been doing the column for 60 years. So
yeah, but is he 90 yet?
Well, I don't think so.
No, he should still keep going.
Is that when you're winding it up?
No, I'm winding up on the last breath. Hopefully, that's beyond my numbers.
Absolutely right. Righto, Randwick today, there's a little bit of rain about. And, of course, this is an accompaniment to your final edition of Race Speed Profiles, and you've turned the wet track indicator on to reflect the 5 to 7 range.
That's right, Ralphie. So, yeah, I'm not too nervous about the wet track. What I am a bit nervous about is how much rain is actually going to fall during the course of the races. That's really what I'm more concerned about than anything else.
So as we know, it can become a bit of a paddock if they're chopping it up. Yep.
So this is the key, right? It's so important to know that. For me, I'm going to keep it pretty simple that according to the report so far from the website of the ATC, they're saying no rain this morning so far. So I don't know, right?
Yep.
What the situation is. But if it is gonna start raining and it's chopping up, it's a cue in the rack for me, right? I don't like to participate on that track when it's raining unless I see something miraculously, because in the past it's just chopped up bad. So I don't know from that perspective. So I'm a bit frustrated about that, but I'm not gonna know this for a little bit of time still.
Okay. Well, race one, I know you don't play in these type of midways, but the favourite for the race is Electrica. Your most advanced order, Sylvanico, Electrica, Cruel Summer and Resistible. I suppose Cruel Summer is the one of big odds there that with its tactical speed will be able to overcome the barrier quickly.
Yes, it's just the question that you've got to deal with is what will the track condition actually be at that stage?
Yep. Well, the good thing is about big fields in the first two races, we'll get a fair assessment as to how the track's playing.
Well, the good news is with this particular horse, Cruel Summer, when I was looking at its profile, it does indicate the wetter the better, even though it's only got a 0.9 WTI. If you start looking at the H8 range, it does get up to 6.3. Now, of course, I'm not expecting a heavy track, Ralphie, but what it just means is the wetter the better. So I get it.
Belvedere Boys, a tight $2.20 range favourite, most advantage from Rapidash. Shipshape is the one you've got at odds there, and Occhiata. Is this the type of race you'd be interested in taking short price?
No, I'm not interested in taking short price, but in terms of profiling, this race here, even though I ended up scoring it low to moderate, the reality is, realistically, all the horses in the top four, excluding Gotcha, profile pretty well in the wet. So if there's given the ground, it's not a negative. So if you like the race and you like some runners, definitely don't be concerned about the wet ground because they've got solid WTIs.
Race around the program here. So we touched on this yesterday. Inhibitions, Miraval, French Endeavour, they've all sort of got similar type of benchmark profiles just below. And then you've got Scarlet Oak as the different form coming from New Zealand. You've ended up going Inhibitions, French Endeavour, Miraval Road, and Unique Ambition, I guess, is the one at a bit more of a price.
Well, given how that track's going to play, you'd feel Miraval Road's Inhibitions should be suited to this type of setup, and there's some give in the ground. Miraval can get through that sort of 5 to 6, 7 range. Inhibition, more of a question mark, because when I look closely at its profile, the wetter it gets, the more inferior it becomes in terms of its ability. Mind you, even though I've said that, the majority of horses don't have any profile on the wet track, so that could spell good news even for a horse like Inhibitions.
Race four in the program since yesterday, Salt Coat comes out. Tannhauser is the favourite. And it's a pretty tight favourite, Vince, at mid twos and Kintyre's mid threes. You're actually saying the horse that profiles as good as any is Our Gold Hope, and the other horse that you've included is Gold Bullion. Both of those are pretty good odds.
Well, they are. The challenges, their profiles on the wet, and this is for all of them with the exception of Gold Bullion, are very, very suspicious in terms of what they can do.
Right.
So I'd be very nervous regardless for anyone to be just getting in and being aggressive. I did look for horses further down that did have wet track profiles, but they're in that -3 to -5 range, but they're the type of horses that could springboard upwards, right, in this situation, because they've got that 2-3 lengths inferior profile, but the slower the track, the better they are and the closer they get together.
Well, you're pretty bullish about Front Page yesterday. The market certainly hasn't really changed. I think it was 220 was the best. Now it's about 210. Looks like the best, maybe a little bit more elsewhere. But sometimes the big teams let you on with a runner of a smaller profile stable like Matthew Dale. But as far as your confidence level, you've stamped this as a high confidence.
Yeah, it's probably it's hard to stand out realistically. The more I looked at it, it can get through to a slow, you know, on a slow track, 5-6, no problems at all. Of course, if it was heavy, you know, you should think twice, but up until that stage, you should have no hesitations. This is, realistically, it profiles as the best runner on the card for me. Now, will I be able to bet? Well, I don't know yet. It's later in the day. Let's see what happens. But a little bit of rain, if it doesn't chop out much, I'm there. If it gets worse, then I may not be there. And then the price, with that Holyfield coming out, maybe that's just going to make it that little bit tighter to be able to get a price, Ralphie.
And, of course, your price for those getting your service for the first time, if you don't get $1.30 the place, you're not playing.
It's really simple English. That's how I operate, right? And it's a thin margin at $1.30. Put it this way, it's an A-grade proposition.
If you get the $1.30.
Absolutely. And, yep. But if it's thundering down, even though it's an A-grade, I will have had the cue in the rack. The billiards table will have the cover on it, right? And I'll have to get the chessboard out. Or maybe I'll just go for a drive and see if there's any other things happening where I can throw my money around.
Right. Race 6 in the program here. You made the case for Bordeaux Joint yesterday. As much as $10 range about, you've got it on top in your most advantage in a moderate conference situation. New Energy, Yonsei, the Kieran Ma runners, Annabelle Neesham's Faulkner Park. And I guess just missing was Almania from your grid.
Yeah, well, Almania is an interesting one. I just decided to leave it out because I'm not sure how this ground's going to be conditions-wise. If there wasn't going to be any rain, I would have definitely had it in four and I would have omitted Faulkner Park. But yep. Given that that's not the case, I decided to put Faulkner Park in, given that it can handle some given the ground. But Boris the Argent's the runner that up to a slow 6, even possibly a 7, has the capability of handling that ground condition. And there's very few other horses in the race other than a horse like the one that Nash is on, number one, Hooter. And yep. If I got to go right down to a horse like Normandy Bridge, who have some type of better wet track profile. So this is one that could be considered as a possibility.
All right, so that's again at the bigger price, but that's your setup there. In the champagne, the first of the group ones, we discussed this yesterday. What's your final thoughts, race morning?
Well, the challenge is going to be the ground. The runner I've got on top is still the runner that I feel is the one to beat. I don't believe there's going to be much spread in the field. In other words, I feel they're going to be all close together. Would Tommy just, you know, try and go faster? I don't think so. I just feel they're all going to be focused on getting the mile, and if they can turn it into a sit and sprint race, this is just my view, that would help everybody's chances, and then it depends on what sort of gives in the ground. But the 7's the one that I still feel is the one to beat out of all of them, Ralphie. That's Manuel.
Manal, yep.
Manal, sorry, that's it.
The Elwades, again, we discussed this in depth yesterday. There's five horses at $8 or under, which reflects a pretty open market. And the market order is Espiona, now out to $4.60, unsurprisingly, with a bit of rain about. Sunshine in Paris, Magic Time, and Private Eye. You've got Private Eye on top. Sort of, I suppose, the obvious question on top of what you've written in your race speed profiles is, what's your level of confidence based on what rain could be about?
Well, this is it. It's a bit of a heartbreak for me because this isn't all things being normal. If for whatever happens, let's say the rain is coming in Sydney but sort of misses that area where the track is, then realistically, Private Eye and Espiona, whichever one you went for, you would have a high probability of getting the money. Now, Private Eye is an unbelievable price. Now, I was just listening this morning and you hear all the stories. Maybe Private Eye doesn't go in the autumn and all this. And these things could all be true, right? And Joseph Pryde has said now that he's given it the Barry Trotter, he's got a backer drop. The horse never been off track. The horse has always been on
the wrong
track.
Races.
And this is just, you know, sorry to say, Joseph, you're just looking after yourself just a little bit, right? And I know I understand that, right? But the reality is this could continue on if the grounds are wet and your horse is not going to be able to deliver.
Yep.
But that's the horse that I am gravitating to. Private Eye, Espiona. I can't separate them. Now, the rain comes. I'm not really that interested in anybody else. Chain of Lightning, though, has a very strong wet track profile.
She's a duck.
Yeah.
She's an absolute duck.
So I'm just sitting here saying, well, you're going to be going forward, horse. Can't fault your form. You're in, you're in the right shape to test it. Sunshine Paris, we know Ralphie's a big climbing horse with huge potential. We don't really know whether that's going to be visible if that rain's coming.
Yeah.
Right? And then Magic Time, I can see why there's a bit of confidence around for that horse. Go forward horse, can handle some given the ground, S5, S6, dangerous. A little bit like Bandy Snatch. They're going to be dangerous, right, if this situation happens. So that's why I downgrade the race to moderate, and I'm going, well, I want to spend my money, but no one's going to want to take it because of the weather.
Fair enough too. Race 9 of the program here. You've got Jimmy Starr on top with the market from Winchat, Waterford Flying Crazy. Again, I suppose the worth putting meat on the bones is what your thought process is with some rain about.
Well, this is it. But see, you can't – I know there's talk about, you know, like is Jimmy Starr done and all that. The reality is this. This horse got a very solid profile. This is a race where you need 1.5 to get on the podium. Well, the horse is delivering that. Winchat's the other one that's going to go forward also, but the wet track profile is a big issue for that horse, right? It can sort of handle it if it gets, depending if it's a little bit on the wetter side and there's not many others that are going to get through, it might help you. So it makes it hard, Ralphie. But Jimmy Starr really shouldn't be thrown under the bus, right, at this point in time. And you don't really know how it can or can't handle the wet. It could just be just a superstar.
The other horse you got in most advantage at $41 of Flying Crazy. We discussed that yesterday. The last race in the program here since yesterday, the horse of significance, I guess, is Exolitus that's come out of the race. What's your final thoughts on race morning?
Well, Caboo, who sits on top just marginally for Pirelli. Caboo, big question mark about how well it can go in the wet. My view is this. By this time of the day, if the rain's coming, it's probably not going to be a disadvantage for this horse, especially in the go-forward position. So that should be respected. And the other one that's pretty much stamped very solid as well, at least up to a slow 6-7, is Pirelli. Can't fault that. Absolutely can't fault it. After that, with the other two runners that we've got in the top four, which is Kazu, General Slew, their profiles are there, but there's no exposure to suggest they can handle the wet. This opens up the race for other horses potentially. And when I talk about other horses, I don't know, is it there's a horse like Swiss Exile. They're not horses I would back, Ralphie, but could be leapers, right? And I'm looking down and saying, hey, who else could be a big leaper? And this is really more for the people that are playing quaddies in that, Ralphie.
Yeah. You've use that grid there, down at the bottom of the page. Yeah.
That's what you've got to do. correct.
All right, would I be fair to say, in summary, if we get a fair conditions, in other words, minor rain, it'll be very, very serious about front page and probably on side at smaller situations, Bordeaux, Joint and Private Eye? Is that your thought process?
That's Private Eye / SBN, but Private Eye, definitely that's where I'm heading at the moment. Yep.
Yep. And but definitely front page is one that you're pretty keen on.
If there's one horse on the card and people, you know, don't mind rolling around a little bit with a bit of given, you know, chance their arm, front page is as good a bet as you could have anywhere on race day, particularly if it's around that even money price. It might not work for me in terms of prices, but even money, a lot of people might like that. It's definitely worthy of that, and it's better than that field.
Super. All right. Of course, on Monday, we'll break it all down, win, lose, or draw, and hopefully it's win, and hopefully you're listening to us. In the meantime, thanks so much, and best luck today for being a customer of Year Round Carnival.
Time that we hit them, good morning.